All right. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Monday. It is Monday, the 30th day of January, year of our Lord, 2023. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Yes, I'm proud to say we still begin with the Pledge of Allegiance. It's probably considered an act of terrorism by the Department of Justice to say the Pledge of Allegiance, but that's okay. Here we go. Everybody stand, face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hats, right hand over the heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. The proper tip of the day is to learn to shoot a bow and arrow. If you want to go with a crossbow, get the ones that simply have a recurve bow, not the compound type. The compound type bows and crossbows require specialized training, specialized tools to do maintenance on them. So you're far better off with the simple bows that don't have all those wheels and gadgets on them. All right. We have patient waiting in green room, my friend Andrew. Andrew is here to represent EMP Shield. We'll be talking about the events today and how incorporating EMP Shield devices in your home and in your vehicles can give you the same peace of mind that I have. Good morning, Andrew.
Hey, good morning, Don. Thanks for having me on.
Good. So good to have you with us, sir. I'm at the dailymail.co.uk here. There's a graphic page here showing what the U.S. and, of course, other NATO countries have provided a lot of things to Ukraine, but a graphic with photographs, illustrations, showing what we've provided to Ukraine so far, including things that have been promised and not delivered yet, beginning with 31 M1 Abrams tanks, going to about 8,500 Javelin missiles that cost $250,000 per missile. Now, that's an anti-tank weapon, I believe, isn't it?
I believe so, yes.
The Javelin missile. Howitzers, what civilians would call cannons, 155 millimeter, which is a towed without a vehicle. It's towed behind a truck. And a 155, which is a self-propelled. Civilians will look at it and say it's a tank. Well, it's not a tank. It's a 155 howitzer, a magnificent weapon. 232, they don't give a breakdown, 232 howitzers up to $500,000 each, and 1.4 billion rounds of artillery rounds. Then we go to the HIMARS. Now, this is a surface-to-surface missile, I believe. Is that accurate, HIMARS?
I'm familiar with the name HIMARS. I believe it's a lot like a short to medium-range missile.
Right, surface-to-surface. 38 of those, of the units that shoot the missiles, plus ammunition. They don't say how many missiles went with them. Drones, 2,500, and they mentioned two different types, Phoenix Ghost and Switchblade. I don't know what the capabilities these are, whether they can carry weapons or just take photographs, but 2,500 drones. Then we get into more mundane, this is not mundane, helicopters, 20 Mi-17 helicopters, $17 million each. Then we get into the more pedestrian things, such as body armor, 75,000 pieces of body armor and helmets, 111 million rounds of small arms ammunition, thin skin vehicles, 3,200, radar systems, 86, and then Patriot missiles, one unit that can launch the Patriot missiles once again. Now, the Patriot missiles, I believe, is surface-to-air, I believe, aren't they?
Patriots. I do, yes, I believe that, too.
Yeah, yep. Right. Now, that's in addition, of course, to the things coming from various NATO countries.
Right.
News today is that we're sending F-16s, an unknown number of F-16s, to Ukraine. Now, a pilot just doesn't jump out of a MiG jet fire and sit down in an F-16 and start flying it, does he?
Absolutely not. You know, 2 weeks ago we discussed the training on being able to shoot some of these, you know, like the 155 and some of these more complex weapon systems. An F-16 is even more complicated, so you can't just go from a MiG to an F-16. It's going to take a significant amount of training and practice.
Absolutely, months and months of training.
Right.
Right. Little segue here. My hometown is St. Louis, which means you can't live in St. Louis and not be acquainted with people that work for Anheuser-Busch and Boeing and other companies that have their large facilities in St. Louis, General Dynamics. But my friends at Boeing, they tell me that within the context of their knowledge, what goes on with the F-15s in Saudi Arabia, in many third world countries, I don't know if Ukraine fits this model or not, you get picked to be a F-15 pilot because of who your parents are, your family connections. That's typical in third world countries. In fact, that's how George W. Bush got to be a fighter pilot, because he never would have qualified on his own. But because his father was head of the CIA, he got to be a fighter pilot. He says the instructors in Saudi Arabia, when they come to work to teach the students, the Saudi Arabian potential F-15 pilots on Tuesday morning, they have to repeat everything they did Monday morning. It's pretty hopeless. It's pretty hopeless. Yeah. I don't know. Now, Ukraine is not really a third world country. I don't know how they pick the men to fly these aircraft. If it's driven by IQ and ability, or driven by who their family connections are, I simply don't know. Regardless of how they're picked, it's a complex, lengthy, expensive proposition to train these pilots. Now, the schools that train these pilots are typically in the United States, but I guess they could have instructors go to Ukraine, couldn't they?
They could. You know, I'd presume one of two things. One, they might have pulled them out of Ukraine to go to some European country where we train them. Or probably the more likely scenario is about, 6 to 9 months ago, we started bringing folks over here to train with our pilots and learn the systems.
Now, the pilots is just the tip of the spear. For every pilot, there's probably, 50 men and women involved in logistics for these F-16s.
Oh, yeah.
Highly, highly complex weapon systems that require highly trained technicians, specialized tools, specialized training, of course, to keep these F-16s flight worthy. It's incredibly complex and expensive, isn't it?
It is, and to maintain that many aircraft is going to be many hundred, possibly thousands of people to be able to do it. I'm actually more interested in the statistic you mentioned. Did you say they were sending over 1 million 155 rounds?
Let's go back to that. 1.4 million. Well, not just 155. It's a combined 105 and 155 rounds.
Woo! That's a lot of mortars.
Actually, this little graphic here didn't mention mortars. They don't even get into the mortars. I guess that'd be called included in small arms ammunition. Getting back to the logistics of an F-16,
sure.
The technicians themselves. Now, if you're an 18-year-old and you want to go in the Air Force and maintain an F-16, it will be at least a year minimum before your hands actually touch an actual F-16, won't it?
More than a year, yeah, for sure.
Well, I don't know the exact timeline.
I don't either.
I conservatively, a year minimum to touch an F-16, and you're doing so under the guidance of an experienced technician. They don't just turn you loose, do they?
No, yeah. I'm pretty sure you start with school, and then you start with, simulations, and then you kind of move to flying. And eventually you're on your own, but then with a trainer flying next to you. And then at a certain point, you're flying completely on your own. But it's my understanding, we're Army guys. I'm not Air Force, but it's a quite a long process.
Now, none of that infrastructure exists in Ukraine. Now, they got technicians trained to maintain three-decade-old MiGs, and a lot of those skills would be transferable, of course, in terms of skill sets on one hand. On the other, the actual knowledge of what to do to keep an F-16 flight-worthy is something unknown to anybody in Ukraine. It's simply unknown. Right. Now we have a logistics problem of all the manuals are printed in English. So,
right.
And whatever computer-generated programs, they're all in English also. So that all has to be properly translated by men and women who are good enough to make a translation. Because if you do an incorrect translation, let's say how to properly torque a bolt on F-16.
Right.
If the translator doesn't get the torque settings right for how many foot-pounds of torque, that F-16 could crash as a consequence of a translator not properly translating an English of manual for maintaining the F-16 into a Ukrainian manual. There's so many possibilities for failure here. It's hard to calculate, isn't it?
It is, and you know, to me, the more that we are kind of diving into this, this must have been planned a long time ago, and they've probably been working on this for quite some time. Because to translate those manuals, I mean, those are, they've got to be huge manuals.
Thousands of pages.
It's a complex
aircraft. Literally.
Yes.
Thousands of pages.
Yes. Yes.
Now, that's just one weapon system. The same thing applies to all these complex weapon systems. The complexity of the weapons themselves, the complexity of logistics and training, the complexity of translating all these manuals from English into the Ukrainian language. What a logistical nightmare.
Yeah, it really is.
You know, I'm just trying to lay some groundwork here, ladies and gentlemen. Most likely, and Andrew, I think you're correct, the translation of these manuals began probably a couple of years ago, maybe several years ago. I don't know. Things of this magnitude don't just happen overnight when there's a press release about Abrams tanks being shipped to Ukraine. These things are planned months, if not years, in advance. Point being, if we were going to write a novel, you and I, Andrew, of about World War III and the lead up to World War III, would the novel we wrote be much different than what's been happening the past year?
No, I think that we might already be in it. You know, you've got this provocation that occurred. There was an attack in Iran that Russia's now saying this provocation, you know, could create a out of control escalation, which just sounds very similar to some of the previous world wars. You know, something happens which creates a very big downward spiral into a global war. And, you know, I think we might already be in it. I mean, it's hard to know, though, as we kind of discussed before, when does it really start? They don't really put a date on it, but it certainly seems like we're in it now.
Ladies and gentlemen, there's a point to this conversation. And the point being, we can't count on the U.S. government to protect us. The same U.S. government that took them a week to find a building so large in New Orleans, a Superdome, that could be seen from space. It took this federal government a week to find that building. We're going to depend on them to defend us. You're on your own, ladies and gentlemen. You know, that's why I've taken the precautions I've taken to make sure my home is protected, my daughter's vehicles are protected, the entire family has EMP shield devices on their vehicles. And it's time to wake up and smell the coffee, because we, for very little money, just a few hundred dollars each with a very nice $50 discount, you can get the exact same equipment, no difference, same production line, same equipment to protect your vehicle, to protect your home that the Department of Defense uses. Now, in less than 2 minutes, Andrew's going to do what he does every week. And Andrew, I should give you a heads up. We're dramatically expanding my listenership, because my archives, thanks to the marvelous Mrs. Moore, are being dramatically expanded. We now have YouTube archives for the first time in a year, Brighteon archives, and as of today, BitChute archives. So we're going to have a lot more listeners every week, Andrew. And at this
Very
break,
cool.
after the break, we'll get our weekly summary about what in the world EMP is, how does it work, and how to protect from it, which is something we need every week because we have an ever-growing audience that needs this information, which literally could be a matter of life and death, couldn't it?
Yes, sir, absolutely could. I'm excited to let everybody know about EMP.
Going back to these weapon systems, one of the purposes of West Point being founded more than 200 years ago was to teach young men the mathematics necessary to shoot artillery because of the complexity of that, isn't it?
Yes.
Absolutely. Here's our break. We'll get our summary from Andrew after the break. Stay tuned.
John Moore's private consultations are the most comprehensive services available any place, anywhere in the world. They're available now and provide valuable knowledge and information that protects an individual, family, or group. We provide clarity, focus, and information for you and your associates for any situation. We have just the right knowledge, just the right information from just the right professionals. Schedule your consultation for your family or group now. Contact us at thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Once again, thelibertyman.com.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on a frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 30th of January. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield, the highest quality Department of Defense approved equipment to protect your car, your home, with the exact same equipment the Department of Defense uses. We have with us Andrew representing EMP Shield. He's going to give us a summary of just what in the world is EMP, how does it work, and how to protect from it. Go ahead, Andrew.
Yeah, thanks, John. So, hey, everybody. I'm Andrew from EMP Shield, and I'm here to basically give an overview about EMP. So EMP stands for electromagnetic pulse. And I'm here to let you guys know that although that term and this weapon sounds like it's from a video game or a movie or maybe a science fiction novel, it's actually a very, very real weapon. The more modern ones are state-of-the-art and one of the most devastating weapons that our adversaries currently have in their arsenals right now. In fact, this weapon has been threatened in the last year against the United States from both Russia and China, and it will cause mass death over a longer duration of time. And so I'll kind of explain a little bit about how EMP works. So an EMP is created from a nuclear weapon, but it's not from a traditional nuclear weapon like we think of. So it's not the bomb going off at the ground level of the Earth with the mushroom cloud and radiation. What they're doing is they're taking this nuclear weapon and they're detonating it above the Earth at roughly 300 miles. So to give you an understanding of that altitude, it's about at the height of the International Space Station. And so what's occurring is when this nuclear weapon goes off, that blast goes out in all directions. So it's pushing outwards into space, and it's also pushing down towards the Earth, causing three phases of what the EMP is. So it's the E1, the E2, and the E3. Now, the first two phases is created from that blast's gamma radiation and matter that is traveling almost at the speed of light. And the gamma radiation and matter hits the atmosphere and strips the freed electrons from the atmosphere. And for those who don't know, there is a lot of energy in the atmosphere. And so the bomb is stripping that energy from the atmosphere and shooting freed electrons down towards the Earth at a very high amount. So at minimum, it would be roughly 50,000 volts per square meter. And this energy is shooting down towards the Earth at roughly the speed of light and inducing it to everything that's a conductor of electricity. So it's going directly into the grid, directly into your home's Romex wiring, which, by the way, it's going to pass through the structure of your house. It's going directly into your modern vehicles and even inducing into things that aren't connected to electrical systems like your computer and your TV and other devices that are just sitting by itself. Anything that can conduct electricity will induce these electrons. And so because of the amount of energy in this induction, pretty much anything with finite microelectronics or things like transistors, resistors, diodes, and substances like silicon, arsenide, even microprocessors have a very, very high likelihood of being destroyed. And what this means is by the end of the first two phases, you're no longer going to have any microelectronics. Your modern-day vehicles are not going to function. Even, you know, you could be 100 miles from home. You're not going to be driving your vehicle home because the electronics have been destroyed inside of that vehicle. Now, the E3 is a little bit different than the first two phases, and it's created from that nuclear weapon in the atmosphere and that blast pushing outwards into space. And what happens here is that blast pushes on the magnetosphere, which is the thing around the Earth that's protecting us from space weather, disrupting it, and it causes that magnetosphere to fluctuate over a long duration of time. So several hours, up to 12 hours, or possibly more, it's going to fluctuate to try to get itself back into a normal state around the Earth. And when the magnetosphere is fluctuating, it's creating a low and slow charge at the ground level of the Earth. And now, the third phase of an EMP that we're discussing, this is designed specifically to take out portions of the grid that were not potentially destroyed from the E1 and E2. So the reason this works is because the low and slow charge caused by the E3, it's not a large enough charge to induce into anything other than large antennas, which would be something that's a mile, 10 miles, or 100 miles long, which is the grid. And so the grid is inducing this charge over time, and at a certain point, the charge gets so high that certain components in the grid, like transformers, portions of substations, and potentially the energy from the grid going into our power production facilities will destroy other components that might have been hardened from the E1 and E2, but possibly not from the E3. So by the end of an EMP, you have no modern-day electronics, no communications, no internet. Our way of life has basically gone back to the early 1800s. EMP is so devastating that the Department of Homeland Security projects that roughly 90% of the population will be dead within 1 year after an EMP, because an EMP is considered to be a bloodless weapon in the beginning because you're not physically harmed from an EMP. But because of the effects it has on our electrical systems, our electronics, and our infrastructure, there will be mass death within 1 year because you no longer have clean running water, you no longer have resupply of food, you no longer have pretty much everything that we're dependent on now will no longer exist. And that is my overview of an EMP.
Well, thank you, Andrew. Well done, as always. If you got a question or comment, just give us a call, ladies and gentlemen, at 512-248-8252. We got a bottom of the hour break coming up in less than a minute, and we will continue our discussion after the break.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth. Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Rebs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, you take the left wing. I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're gonna sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Everybody understand?
Yes, sir.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Moore here on Monday, the 30th of January. My website is thelibertyman.com. Yes, you'll see some new things there. We're going to be getting some new articles posted by Steve O'Neill in the next day or two. We now have BitChute archives that will be up and running before the day is over, I believe. A lot of exciting things going on at thelibertyman.com. Including the products that you've known to grown to be used to seeing there, such as the commercial quality, I repeat, commercial quality freeze-dried equipment from Harvest-Rite. More and more of my friends and neighbors are getting the Harvest-Rite equipment, and you can also, a great way to save money and have high-quality freeze-dried food that you know for a fact is clean and pure because you did it yourself. And, of course, the energy cleaner. Energy cleaners are in stock, ready for immediate shipment. Mattress pads in stock, ready for immediate shipment. If you have arthritis pain, what are you waiting for? Keep in mind, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee on the energy cleaner. That's for me to you personally. You can place your order for your energy cleaner, your mattress pad that goes with it right there at my website at thelibertyman.com using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. And, of course, you can call my toll-free hour line 24 hours a day. That's 800-592-9543. Visiting with Andrew, representing EMP Shield. Andrew and I are both veterans of the U.S. Army Psychological Operations outfit. I was in it early on, back in 1967. Andrew, much more recently, but our common knowledge and common experience helps us understand what's going on right now in the world when it comes to these military-related matters. And we're issuing these warnings, this education every Monday, so people can make an informed decision about whether to move forward and protect their homes, protect their vehicles with EMP Shield, plus a major bonus. It was an unintended consequence, and that's the fact, and it is a demonstrable fact, that the EMP Shield devices protect your home from lightning, backed up with a $25,000 insurance policy. Tell us about that, Andrew.
Yeah, I'd love to. So it's actually a funny story, but the EMP Shield was created to protect against the effects of EMP, but we very quickly realized, as we were having homes get struck by lightning, that it is a incredible lightning protection system. In fact, Plum and Doinoff are ex-DARPA physicists. And he doesn't say things like this very often, says it is probably the best lightning protection system in the world. And you have to understand that he's comparing it to pretty much every other lightning protection system. And it's highly affordable. And EMP Shield guarantees lightning protection. So it's not like we're a surge protector that we're saying we're going to hopefully protect you against lightning, because there's not, to my knowledge, there's no other surge protector or surge lightning protection system out there that will provide a guarantee. We do provide a guarantee, and it's backed by $25,000 standalone insurance policy. That insurance policy is from one of the largest insurance carriers in the nation, and the reason that we guarantee it is because how effective our technology is against lightning. We've had thousands of homes get hit by lightning. It is very, very effective, and it's less than the cost of your home's deductible, which means it's a very affordable technology that is quite simple to install. You know, it's really incredible, and it's going to save your home from lightning, which a lot of people don't really think about, but you're protecting your investment. A lot of folks, maybe they've never been hit by lightning or don't know somebody who has, but lightning is incredibly devastating to a home. Especially if you take a direct lightning strike, it can destroy all of your electronics and even destroy wiring and things like that in the home and potentially cause fire. So it's something for folks who aren't really concerned yet about EMP, although people are waking up and realizing the threat is real. For folks who do want to protect their investment, even whether it's from lightning or over voltage from the grid, which occurs probably every day in every state around the United States, EMP Shield is really something to look into.
It is. It is absolutely well. This unintended consequence discovered about EMP Shield was certainly a very significant bonus for the company and for all the owners of EMP Shield devices, wasn't it?
It is. I hate to say it in a bad way, but it's a bunch of really, really smart nerds who didn't originally consider. And then once we realized it, we're like, okay, this is a very important fact that people need to understand, that it's not just protecting against EMP, it's also protecting against and guaranteeing your home against and vehicle against lightning. Speaking of vehicles, I did mention this a few weeks ago, but I'll kind of reiterate it. We have even had a car get struck by lightning. And for those who know, vehicles that are struck by lightning can take significant damage. This vehicle continued to run and just went right down the road like nothing happened. Direct lightning strike. So we're very, very proud of what our technology is able to do. For those who are interested, they hear EMP and EMP Shield, maybe it's not tested, or maybe, you know, we haven't, you know, proven the technology. For those who are wondering, EMP shields publicly listed by the Department of Homeland Security for EMP protection. It's been tested at Keystone Compliance, which is a military-certified testing facility for EMP. It's also been tested by Dr. William Radatsky, who is one of the lead people on the U.S. EMP Commission, who owns the company Meditech, and also helped write EMP protection standards for the government. So we've gone through an incredible amount of testing to prove the effectiveness of our devices. They work very well, whether it's EMP or lightning, and they're highly affordable. And the other really great thing is that we've grandfathered John Mora in on a $50 discount on every single device, which means not only are you going to get the sale price of the device if it's on sale, but you're also going to get an additional $50 off per product if you go to his website, thelibertyman.com, which is a really, by the way, John, I'm loving the website. It's a really cool website.
Well, so I hope that folks can go there. Over 9 gigabytes of information there. There's something, I don't know if I've pointed this out to you, Andrew, or not, but when it comes to the COVID-19 clot shot, that panel has more than 200 articles and videos about COVID-19, the COVID-19 clot shot. And when you click on there, you'll find they're numbered 1 through more than 200. Go to number 7. Number 7 is evidence. Very powerful evidence. A judge forced Pfizer to release their records of all the known side effects of the COVID-19 clot shot manufactured and sold by Pfizer. Listen carefully, Andrew. 9 pages, mm-hmm. single-spaced. It's dozens and dozens of side effects. Now, I'm no medical professional. Don't pretend to be. I have the average knowledge that an average guy would have about various medical conditions. But I'll tell you, Andrew, I recognize maybe 1/3 of the side effects of the Pfizer COVID-19 clot shot. It is a really scary list. And in your travels around your neighborhood and so forth, are you starting to see more and more people become aware of the dangers of the COVID-19 clot shot?
Yes. In fact, the discussions about this are actually picking up. I do believe that whether it's Pfizer or one of those major companies, there was recently a video of him discussing some of the things that they're intending to do, which has created some more discussion about the shot. But yeah, people are talking about it, not just here, but around the world. Many folks who originally got the initial vaccine no longer want to get the boosters. And then, of course, the folks that didn't get the shot certainly are becoming more aware of the potential side effects.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's a growing awareness. And, of course, Tucker Carlson has helped light the fire into that. He has either the first or second largest audience on television. He is publicly stating the dangers himself. He has a massive platform. I don't know how many tens of millions of Americans watch him Monday through Friday like I do, but it is literally tens of millions. And that's helping fan the flames of awareness, isn't it?
It really is. You know, I think that's it really is putting some fire underneath people to talk about it more. Some people were afraid to talk about it previously, even if they believed, the things that we're discussing now. But that's probably a huge reason that people are talking about it as well. It's becoming much more public.
There's an Indian phrase, walk a mile in my moccasins. I'm going to ask you to walk a mile in these moccasins. Andrew, let's say you're a registered nurse. You've been practicing for 20 years. Your goal mm-hmm. as a youngster was to help people maintain health, recover their lost health. And you've given hundreds and hundreds of these COVID-19 vaccinations to hundreds of people, thinking you were doing the right thing. You were helping people, protecting people, only to find out after the fact that what you were injecting in people's arms was causing myocarditis, was causing strokes, was killing people. What would your response be once you found out that what you were doing was actually causing harm and killing people? What would your response be, Andrew?
Well, that's a tough question. But I know first and foremost, I would feel horrible about doing it. And it's a little bit hard to say because I don't know if I'd be the one. If I was in that position,
Would anger? Would you be angry with the men and women who you trusted in the chain of command above you to trust this vaccine to be safe and effective? Would you be angry with those people?
Of course I would. Yes, I actually would.
Course you would. Now, this is not some flight of fantasy that we're discussing here. This is reality for tens of thousands of healthcare professionals who are now finding this out, including nurses and doctors and everybody involved in the healthcare industry who's been an active member of making sure people get these injections into their arms. And of course, they themselves is probably one of the highest percentages of people getting the COVID-19 vaccinations has been healthcare professionals, hasn't it?
It has been. That's right. Giving them and getting them. Every healthcare professional is required to get it to maintain their job.
RB fire.
And then they're the ones who are sticking it.
Yep. Precisely. Well, there's the whole, and it is an industry, by the way, healthcare industry, has been turned upside down in terms of people trusting the healthcare industry, believing in the healthcare industry, believing what is being told to them by medical doctors. It's all being turned on its head, isn't it?
It really is. You know, it is. And I'm really interested to see how this continues to go down the road and kind of what happens as these things do become more public and people become more aware. I'm very interested to see what happens here.
Well, in my talking to folks around my community, it's a small percentage of people who read the obituaries in their local newspaper. It's relatively small, maybe 10% or so. Mm-hmm. But those who do read the obituaries are becoming more and more aware of the 40% increase in overall morbidity that began in July of 2021. Now, this has never happened anywhere I wouldn't say anywhere in the world, but in the Western world, we've never had a 40% increase in overall morbidity ever, even during the 1918 flu pandemic. That level of increased deaths over and above what people would normally die cannot be sustained without a growing public awareness, can it?
No, it certainly can.
So a lot of things are combining here to have this growing awareness. And of course, Russia is not letting their people get the Pfizer and Moderna clot shots or AstraZeneca. China's not letting their people getting it. We can't believe what anything that's coming out of China is being truthful, by the way, in case you don't know.
Right.
It's all lies on top of lies. But their populations will remain relatively intact and relatively healthy when this whole thing's over, won't they?
It's certainly possible, you know, because they're not taking the same vaccines that we are. I mean, it's probable that they might have known already what the effects could have been. And in order to help protect their population, created their own. But time will tell.
Time will tell, absolutely. Well, getting back to Ukraine, U.S. military spent 20 years in Afghanistan fighting barefoot peasants with 100-year-old bolt-action rifles. The enemy in Afghanistan had no aircraft of any kind, no drones of any kind, no heavy artillery, no tanks, and we still couldn't beat them, could we?
No, yeah, it's guerrilla warfare and highly trained people.
Well, and now we're presuming that we can go up against an enemy that has high-performance jet fighters, has tanks, has highly trained soldiers, and we presume that we can defeat them. We can't defeat barefoot peasants with bolt-action rifles manufactured in England more than a century ago.
Right. Yeah, it's going to be interesting.
What's wrong with this picture? Our handmade copies in what they call the border regions of Afghanistan. They have shops in that border region of Pakistan that duplicate AK-47s and the bolt action rifles from England and so forth. That you can't tell the difference. I don't know what the quality is, but they shoot. They put lead down range, which is kind of a side note. Yeah, I think we're in over our head here in Ukraine. I really do believe that. Now, if you're aware, Andrew, are you aware of any vital U.S. national security interests, legitimate as opposed to illegitimate, corrupt reasons, a vital U.S. national security interest that U.S. has in Ukraine, sir?
Not that I'm aware of, no.
But there's lots of other reasons. We had, 40 or so chemical warfare, biological warfare labs, which are all violating international law, by the way. It's becoming a massive money laundering operation. It's also there's strong evidence of illegal drugs being shipped through Ukraine to the United States. There's lots of illegal and illegitimate reasons to support Ukraine, aren't there?
It certainly appears that there could be. I'm not really educated on many of those things, but when this kind of thing happens, there certainly is, you know, nefarious things that are occurring. So I would believe that that probably could be the case.
Well, look at the connections. The people who are the decision makers in Congress, both Republican and Democrat, have sons who draw massive salaries from various entities in Ukraine. Massive salaries, far in excess of anything that would be legitimate. Here's our last break. Call number is 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Listen, news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist, and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty, or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed. But you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home. The Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once per year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
bayonets.
Lay me down in the cold, cold ground. Where a many men have gone.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 30th day of January. Well, it'll be February here in a couple of days, won't it, Andrew?
We're almost there. The first month went pretty quick.
Yeah, that tends to happen. These months fly by and the years fly by even more so. Any exciting new things going at EMP Shield that you can let us know that are not proprietary?
Oh, there's a lot of exciting things going on. Unfortunately, there's nothing new I can mention, but I do have something pretty neat I wanted to tell you about, John, and also everybody okay. who's listening. Something I just recently came across. It's not EMP related, but there's a website and app called Freesetting. It's freesetting.com. It is phenomenal. And what it is, it's an app and website. It's a community of people that are into preparedness, homesteading, and also farmers. It's only for those people. It's a free speech platform. It's brand new, already has like 15,000 people on it. It is an incredibly amazing free speech platform where you can discuss preparedness, survival, homesteading, gardening, farming, raising livestock, you name
Sounds
it.
Sounds good. Say again the name of the place, slowly, please.
It's called Freesetting, 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 and the website is freesetting.com. I really gotcha. Recommend checking it out.
Well, I'll definitely check it out. I'm always looking for an interesting new website. That's great, Andrew. Well, we're moving to a new year. World War III may already be in the process of being fought right now. We simply don't know. But EMP weapons are in stock, ready for delivery to us by thanks to the Russians and the Chinese both. And the time to get ready is now. It's better to be a year too soon than a microsecond too late, isn't it?
That's right. Very well said. I mean, once it happens, it's too late. It's better to be prepared now, even if it takes a year or two and something bad does happen. It's affordable. You go to thelibertyman.com, use a discount. Make sure I'd start with protecting your vehicles so that it's the wintertime. If you have to go 50 or 100 miles somewhere, it would really suck to walk. You know, having a functioning vehicle, it literally can be the difference between life and death. People need to start researching EMP. Go to thelibertyman.com and learn about EMP Shield and get yourself some protection. It is getting very dangerous out there. So this kind of thing has a high probability or possibly happen. So
absolutely. Absolutely. Well, Andrew, I want to thank you for being with us, and we look forward to having you back next Monday, sir. We appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.
All right. We're top of the hour break. Coming up here in less than 2 minutes, we'll have Sam Andrews with us, and we'll be talking about firearms because it will be Firearms Monday, one of the more popular segments that I do here at Republic Broadcasting. If you like what you hear, please consider making a donation to Republic Broadcasting. We're not quite self-sufficient yet. Here's our top of the hour break. We'll be right back.
One of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs. For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste by going to rbnhemppaste.com. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.